In the near future, Minnesota regulators will decide whether companies such as CenterPoint Energy can keep customer surcharges in place related to a 2021 winter storm. Watchdogs worry utilities are leaning too much on ratepayers for higher natural gas prices. In February of 2021, Winter Storm Uri sent prices soaring, and utilities serving Minnesota incurred significant costs as a result. But the Citizens Utility Board contends CenterPoint still made more than $1 billion in profits last year. And Cubs' Brian Edstrom notes the company benefited financially from a merger involving one of its affiliates, creating a tale of two economies.
CenterPoint's shareholders did well, and their ratepayers did not do well.
He says there's nothing to suggest price gouging is happening. Cubs says as customers fall behind on payments, state regulators should force the utilities to pick up at least some of the tab. The company argues it did not receive windfall profits from the affiliate deal, and two administrative law judges has sided with the utilities ahead of a final decision on the bill surcharge question. Carly Weinman of the Energy and Policy Institute says while these companies did encounter sizable costs, state findings show they didn't do enough to prepare for the situation. She says it's worth noting CenterPoint's CEO took home $38 million in compensation last year.
What we're seeing is a real mismatch in what the experience is for the utility and its executives and for the customers that it's supposed to serve.
She feels the pending outcome of the regulatory review is something the public should be watching closely.
Especially at a time when we're seeing, you know, a lot of struggles among households, among business owners. This is just a really pivotal place to be placing our attention.
And customers also are encouraged to offer feedback to the Public Utilities Commission before it makes its decision. I'm Mike Moen reporting. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.